Put new does in your washing machine, finest does you've ever seen. Bigger news now when you sing, D-U-Z does everything.
The new does brings you The Guiding Light, created by Erna Phillips.
Questions, Chucky. Mother wants you to have a good nap.
I'm not tired, Mother.
Darling, you're a little excited. I want you to calm down a bit. I don't know what time your father will be home, but I rather imagine it'll be early. The two of you have a long drive ahead.
Will it be nighttime when we get there?
Almost. Why, Chucky?
I was just wondering.
You're not afraid of the dark outside, are you?
I'm not afraid of anything. I'm not afraid.
Chucky, do you want to go on this camping trip with your father?
Yes, Mother. Maybe it'll rain.
Why do you say that?
Then we can't sleep in a tent.
I see. Would you like it if Mother were going along with you?
Camping is only for men.
I see.
Is 10 days a long time, Mother?
No, son, not really. Chucky, if you don't want to go on this camping trip, you don't have to. You're really a little young to appreciate a trip of this kind.
What does that mean?
To like it.
I like it.
Oh, Chucky, you don't want to go, do you?
Yes, I do. And don't you tell Daddy I don't want to go, because I want to go. I do want to go. And you're not going to stop me.
It's with mixed emotions that you leave your son's room, Mater. You're asking yourself,
why can't I reach him? Why can't I make him respond to me? Why is this barrier between us? Why? Why?
Yes, you're asking yourself many questions, Mater. Perhaps you'll be able to answer them once you and Ted separate, once you have Chucky with you alone. To think something through is one thing. To make it an actuality is something else again, as you will realize when you find that Ted is already home, waiting for you. We'll learn more about this in a moment.
For white washes without red hands, I've gone back to Does.
Yes, for white washes without red hands, the swing is back to Does. Does does everything in your wash and does right by your hands.
I didn't think about my hands when I started experimenting with some of those no-rinse powders, those chemical products. But my hands couldn't take it. So now I'm back to Does. Does gives me white washes without red hands.
Is a pair of red hands the price you're paying for doing your wash? Then use Does for your next wash. Inspect your clothes carefully and answer this. Have you ever seen such dazzling whiteness, such thorough cleanliness, such brilliant colors? Have you ever seen all this with such wonderful treatment for your hands?
Does can promise this because of the way Does is made. Does and only Does of all leading wash day products contains such great quantities of real soap, extra rich soap, combined with two modern detergents. Only Does contains these quantities of rich, real soap, balanced with two modern detergents.
That's why Does gets your clothes so wonderfully clean and white, while it gives extra safety for colors and almost toilet soap mildness to hands. That's truly why Does does everything and does right by your hands. Get a box of Does today. You'll say it, too.
For white washes without red hands, I've gone back to Does.
You're home early, Ted. I didn't expect you for several hours. Chucky's taking a nap. I thought it would be rather long before you reached your destination, and it seemed to me that Chucky might become somewhat irritable if he didn't get some rest.
It's more than possible that we may not start out until morning.
Well, that would please Chucky no end. He seemed concerned about the length of the trip. Perhaps more to the point that it would be evening by the time you reached camp.
Concerned? Why should he be? He knows I'll be with him. Unless, of course, you're reading something into his attitude. Your own concern for him.
He is rather young to be going on a camping trip, don't you think?
No, I don't. If I thought so, I most certainly would not have suggested the trip. You know, my dear, the Americans have strange ideas about the rearing of children.
Really? Ted, I've often wondered why you ever bothered to become an American citizen.
That's quite beside the point.
I don't think so. I think it's very much to the point.
You won't permit yourself...
Ted, please. I really don't think there's any provocation for an academic discussion. I was merely talking about Chucky, one little boy.
Yes, I know. Meta, there isn't any reason for our airing our different views regarding the rearing of our son. You're not going to change your ideas. I don't expect to change mine. We had, I thought, in a way, reached some sort of a compromise. Possibly I've been wrong. I haven't said too much about the nurse or governess you promised to engage. You're with the boy much more than I am. And yet you're not satisfied. I've almost come to the conclusion that it isn't just Chucky that's the reason for our difficulties, as you so painstakingly attempted to convince me. I told you not too long ago that I didn't quite trust you. Today, I believe I have more reason than ever for that distrust.
That's interesting.
When did you definitely decide that our marriage couldn't work out? When did you decide that possibly you would be much happier with Dr. Bowling than with me?
Doing a bit of fishing, are you? The bait doesn't tempt me.
You surprise me, Meta. I'd always thought of you as a person who stayed with a bargain regardless. That there was enough of the sportsman about
now,
you.
Now, just a minute. I have said very little since I decided to come back here to live. About our relationship, yours and mine.
That's the point. You haven't said anything to me. But you haven't hesitated to express your views to other people.
I'm afraid I'm still somewhat in the dark as to just what point it is you're trying to make.
No point at all. Merely out of curiosity, Major. Why should you tell your family of your decision to leave me, take Chucky with you, without even bothering to tell me about it? You didn't think I'd find out, is that it? Is it possible, Meta, that Ray Brandon is your legal advisor? I didn't take him to be that stupid a person.
I don't know just how sure you are of your facts, Ted.
Don't you? You should know me better by this time than you do. I seldom, if ever, make a statement that isn't based on a fact. You did speak with your father last evening, did you not?
Yes.
Why have you suddenly decided that this compromise that you so greatly elaborated upon, and that you most certainly have not given an opportunity to work out, why have you decided that it is not going to work out?
I think I should have known it wouldn't. I should have known. I think I did even before I married you. That you and I hadn't any basis for marriage other than a child.
Didn't we both agree that Chucky was the real reason for our marriage? That as parents we could expect certain things from a marriage between us?
That's what I thought at the time, yes. But the word marriage has become a mockery in this home. I can't play a game of pretense forever.
And you used to be so good at it.
I'm not the same person you knew years ago. I'm not Jan Carter, a model, pretending to be something other than I was.
But you pretended for so long, it's rather difficult to differentiate between the Jan Carter and the Meta Bauer. I don't think you fully realize how different you are from your family, in many respects. It's really too bad you haven't been able to acquire some of their fundamental honesty, you know.
If I had, I'm sure you wouldn't be able to recognize it. You see, I am trying to be as honest as I've ever been. You know this much, at least, that I don't think your influence on Chucky is a good one.
That's purely a matter of opinion. Your opinion, isn't it?
Not only mine.
Oh?
I don't think I've misled you as far as my feelings for you are concerned.
I think you have. I'll never quite forget the evening you returned from a visit to the Brandons. With seeming sincerity, you pointed out to me what our home, our relationship, lacked. You made it all sound very real. Your desire for a pleasant, harmonious home environment for Chucky. A desire that we show some affection for each other, so that the boy might come to know and recognize affection.
And you don't think I've done my part?
Hardly.
Do you think you have made any attempt to keep your part of the bargain?
As much as you've permitted me to do, yes. After all, my dear, one can't be too responsive to a person who constantly has a chip on her shoulder.
Well, you know how I've resented certain things you've insisted upon as far as Chucky's concerned. Little things, to be sure, but important to the boy. And to me.
You're confusing the issue, aren't you? I never quite know whether it's Chucky of whom you're speaking, or whether it's yourself for whom you feel sorry. Personally, I'm of the opinion you're using Chucky as a means to an end. For yourself. Surely you don't think I'd stand by and permit you to take the boy.
When I get ready to leave you, Ted, I won't do it impulsively. You can be sure of that. I'll have legitimate reasons. I'll have facts to substantiate any suit I might bring against you. As a father, and as a husband.
Here's America's newest wash day promise from the one and only Dove's.
White washes without red hands.
Yes, Dove's gives you white washes without red hands. Dove's does everything in your wash and does right by your hands.
Are your hands suffering from using those no-rinse powders? Then see why women everywhere are going back to Dove's. Just accept this challenge.
Change to Dove's next wash day. Inspect your clothes carefully, then answer this. Have you ever seen such dazzling whiteness, such thorough cleanliness, such brilliant colors? Have you ever seen all this with such wonderful treatment for your hands?
Yes, white washes without red hands. Dove's can promise this because of the way Dove's is made. Only Dove's of all leading wash day products contain such great quantities of real soap, extra rich soap, combined with two modern detergents. That's why Dove's gets your clothes so wonderfully clean and white, while it gives extra safety for colors and almost toilet soap mildness to hands. Dove's does everything and does right by your hands. So for white washes without red hands, get Dove's today. Dr. Ross Bowling makes an appointment for Maida to see a child psychologist in the next episode of The Guiding Light. Brought to you by the new Dove.
Put new Dove in your washing machine. D-U-V-E does everything.
This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day and good dozing. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.